This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So if you're wondering if your relationship is on steady or rocky ground,
yep.
We have the answer here, I think, and I'm afraid to do it to myself.
Oh, I'm going to do it to you then.
Yeah,
these are awesome.
We're going to find out. Yes. So what it is there's five important phrases to use in your relationship that kind of show that you're having healthy communication.
Let's see how often you or your wife say these things. Are you ready?
Are you sure? Are we sure we want to do it? Like,
yep.
How about if I don't answer? How about if I answer on behalf of someone else?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Number one.
Yes.
Five important phrases to use in your relationship. I like you just the way you are. You tell your wife that when she's trying to change herself, or maybe
I would say I say that.
Okay.
I would say when you put it the way you just put it,
which is nicely.
But like I would say I don't say it.
What are you wearing that for?
Yes. I would say if she's struggling with like, oh, you know, as we age, you know, you want to get more fillers or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, that's when I would say something like that. It's like, you don't have to do that. Like, but I will say this, women, or at least my wife, don't care. She's like, I wasn't doing it for you.
Yes. Okay.
So it's like that. I like you just the way you are is they, at least she sort of takes that as an insult. She's like, well, I don't care. I want to look the best I can look. I don't give a crap what I don't. Maybe I'm selling that too hard, but it's like, you know, she's not getting Botox for me.
Right.
She would be doing that for herself.
Yes.
But at that moment, I would say, like, I remember saying that to one of my exes when she wanted to get a boob job. I was like, you're perfect. Just like this. Oh God. I like you just the way you are.
Is that the only way that's our only way we can kind of communicate those feelings?
Yes.
Like, you're going to look stupid if you cut your hair. You can't say that.
Right.
You're going to make me look bad in public.
Right.
So you just say, honey, I love you just the way.
Yes. When she's got a phone full of like Tinkerbell pics and she's like, I'm going to go do this haircut. You're like,
I love you just the way.
You're perfect just like this. Not that I'm saying you'll be grotesque and deformed because your head is a weird shape. But look, if you have short hair, I'm not saying it doesn't work on you. I'm just saying like, right.
Yeah.
So did I answer that one right or wrong?
You did good. No, okay. That's good. Okay, number two.
Because I was a dead man until I was like, I don't think I ever say that until you said she's making a change, and that's when I have
said it. You say
it
in your own way.
But I think what this story means is that you should just be saying it just all the time.
All the time.
Oh my God, I like you. Oh my God, you're so perfect for me.
Because women appreciate it when it's not, it have to be initiated by something else. Yeah.
So then now that we've circled back, I get a half. Okay, perfect.
Okay, number two of the five most important phrases to use in relationship. Tell me about it. In other words, when they're dealing with something stressful, remember to practice your listening skills, Slacker.
Jesus.
where you listen to them. And you ask questions like you're invested.
Can I say this?
Yes.
You are a non-commitment guy. You don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you excel at this one.
I do?
You never give any information about you. You are the greatest at, like, as soon as you find an in that someone is interested in talking about, you're like, oh, tell me more. Ask just enough qualifying questions to keep them. Whereas I'm just looking for when I can talk.
You're just waiting for me to shut up.
Hey, could you shut up for a minute so I can talk? Oh, your day was terrible? Well, here's how bad my day was. I'm a topper.
Okay. That's so maybe that's
so I only got a half a point on the first one, and I feel like I lost three or four points on this one.
Maybe on the second one.
Because although if she's having a terrible day, I will listen, but I don't.
You'll try and fix it because you're a guy.
I do try to fix it, yes, but I don't ever say, tell me more. It's just, you know what I'm saying?
You told me enough, honey.
No, the information's coming. They're saying you need to say something to prove you're interested, which I don't. I sit there and feign interest.
That'd be the last thing.
I keep one eye on the TV and one eye. No, I heard you. What? I'm sorry, what? Yeah.
You're right. By saying, tell me more, you're just defeating. I don't want to hear more.
Right.
Yeah. All right. You don't get
when
much.
When do I get a talk? Okay.
You know, we're not going to give you a point.
Yeah,
for
no
that
points
one
on that one. Okay. So I'm at 0.5 for this.
Number three of the five most important phrases to use in your relationship. How can I help? So you've listened to her. You don't offer to fix it, but you ask her, okay, now, how, after listening to your dribble.
I see. I get what you're saying, because you just said it. I don't say, well, why don't you just blah?
Right.
I got to say, how can I help? Because my immediate reaction is the guy thing to go, well, you should tell that dude to F straight off.
And that's,
no.
They don't want that.
They don't want a solution.
They want to commiserate and then ask.
I tell you I'm thirsty. I don't want you to give me a drink.
Yes.
I want you to tell me about a time when you were thirsty.
Boom, man. So
was that from White Men Can't Jump?
It was. Yeah, okay. It was very good. That was it. Yeah.
So do I get a point on that one? Because I want it.
Yeah, you want to.
I
want to
help, but I don't ever say, how can I help?
Yeah,
and this is about phrases that will save your relationship. So
yes.
I'm going to go ahead and say we're 0 for 3.
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
Number 4. I'm so lucky to be with you. So lucky to be with you. And just say it just randomly.
On a random Tuesday, right? Not just on birthdays and anniversaries.
Yep. I am so lucky. How often do you say lucky to be? Yeah.
At the beginning of a relationship, you say it a lot.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, once you get in the...
Once you got them, then you start...
Yeah.
The luck ran out.
Yeah. Like... Not feeling all that lucky anymore.
Right,
my God. I have to make some major changes.
Oh, and 4. But see, no, because that won't be natural. You're going to do it like
no,
first.
I'm going to start. I'm going to be like, oh my God, I'm so lucky.
She's going
to tell me how I can help.
Okay, she's going to freak out.
I got to put them in the right order so it doesn't sound like...
Yes.
All right, give me some time to put together a sentence.
All right, 0 for 4. Here's the fifth one. 5 most important phrases used in relationship.
I got to get this. If I don't get this one, I'm due, because I literally have half a point.
I think you're going to have a hard time with this one, buddy.
No.
Here's the phrase.
Yeah.
I was wrong.
Oh, boy.
You were right. Yeah, that might be.
Well, first off.
Here we go.
There would have to be a situation where that would happen.
You were wrong.
I mean, if you know me, I'm not ever. Holy crap.
Right, but when's the last time she said it to you, though? You guys never give in to each other. You just kind of.
Oh, God, no.
You kind of just blow it off and go
forward.
Oh, no,
it is completely. I was right, you were wrong, and we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
Wow. And you're still.
And I'm going to have to go up to her and go, how can I help? You see that I was right. You were wrong.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.